I am Don Wolf.
I'm Clint Wolf.
I'm Fernando.
And this is Percy.
And welcome to Bits of Nothing, a podcast where we talk about
nothing.
All right.
Good hustle.
Damn it.
Anyway, so what's up lately? Well, we got the Sochi Olympics coming on, the Winter Olympics.
No, they've already started.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. They started at 8 a.m., the opening ceremony. I don't know about the whole opening ceremony, because no way was I going to be waking up at 8 a.m. on a day that
in
I have
Russia
off.
Time?
No, 8 a.m. here.
Uh-huh.
So it was, that's what time it would have been here. It was like 5 p.m. there, but I just know when I looked at Pacific Standard Time, because I'm like, I like watching some of the Olympic openings because they're always weird.
Uh-huh.
Lately, after everybody's trying to outdo China.
This may be pointless because I might be the person with usually the most geographic knowledge at this session, but where is Sochi in Russia?
I don't know.
I thought it was in Japan when I first heard Sochi.
No, it's in Russia. That's how I know it's in Russia, is because you're like...
That narrows it down.
how big could Russia possibly be? Southern Russia?
Southern Russia?
Wait, it's winter, so there's gotta be snow. So it's further up north.
It's the place with all the Russians.
Okay.
All right, let's...
Oh, God.
Well, while we're looking it up...
While Clint looks that up of where it is.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, no, the openings, he had to wake up 8 a.m. here in California. And I was not going to wake up to do that. So then I ended up seeing online some friend posted on Facebook saying, you know, showing a part of the opening of the Olympics, or
that's
what?
All we needed to see.
I don't know if there was more. There has to be more. Like after China, everybody has to do like these. It's almost like, you know, you're watching a God, why am I forgetting? Michael Bay movie
that's
or some high. Michael Bay movie or some shit like that.
What kind of Olympics have you been watching? No Michael Bay movie.
We're comparing it with China once.
You have to have all of this shit happening, like electronics. It looks like there was that one in was it Canada? No, it was in
Canada.
London or something like that. London, where we had the fucking queen and everything like that. But it was like things started looking like the opening of Game of Thrones. For a moment there, if you didn't see it from up top of the map, if you're down here, because everything was like turning gears and stuff was rising, and I'm like, what's happening? People in top hats are going, hip hip cheerio, and
this is China.
This is London. So after that and stuff, like after China, everybody's been doing some weird shit. Uh-huh. It's like just, you know, cinematic and just like, you know, theatrical, and it might have been before that, but I don't remember it being that crazy. So then when I saw that bit with Russia, the Russian police choir singing Daft Punk, I went, there has to be more. But then I think I might just be like, oh my God, this is beautiful. If that's all it was, I don't know.
Sochi looks like it's about as south as you can get.
Damn right it's south.
Who said south?
Yeah.
Damn. I meant north of China. That's what I meant.
Well, as far as European Russian goes, this is not quite as south as it gets, but it's close. It's on the Black Sea.
Why does the sea got
to
be black?
Nearly down to the border with Georgia. Russian Georgia. formerly Russian Georgia.
Yeah, we brought that to America.
Yeah.
We took it away from Russia. No,
because we have McDonald's.
Georgia is a former province of Russia, now its own country, which actually borders on Turkey.
Okay. But anyways, the Russian police choir singing, call it Rob
Wait,
the Mexican
can I just,
Monkey.
Can I just take a moment to say that, you know, this may be us, or at least me speaking as a Californian. How fucked up is it that the southernmost Russian city still hosts the Winter Olympics?
Oh my God, that's right! It's right next to all these, like, it's Mediterranean and...
Black Sea is not... Yeah, but
it's not a desert, but it's, you know, it's
like a tundra kind of.
It's kind of similar tropical. Is it on the same weather, kind of like the same weather tends to be like Sea of California here.
So you don't. I don't know. Maybe it is mountainous, but
no, it's usually. I don't know. It would be like.
Yeah, no, it does look like it's kind of mountainous there. Yeah, but yeah, it is still kind of funny that.
I don't know if it's not as bad as like in America we're gonna host the Winter Olympics in Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. But then we have Flagstaff in Arizona,
and that's where it snows and such. So it's like actually gets pretty bad, but that's like northern Arizona, right? Yeah.
Then I guess with Sochi would be the same thing.
I have no idea.
Or maybe someone tell me. Here's a better thing. Yeah, you want to host the Winter Olympics in Florida?
Oh,
you might have a problem.
Well, there better be in that opening ceremony. If there's an opening ceremony in Florida for Winter Olympics, there better be an ice skating alligator. I demand that now.
Where did this come from? Where did the ice?
Florida, isn't that like their national animal or like their state animal?
Everyone's backyard, so
yeah.
And what about California? A bear.
This came from.
It's on our California flag. It's a bear.
Yeah, and they invade our houses too.
Yeah, do you see an alligator on Florida's flag?
What's on their flag? They don't have nothing. Is it an orange?
They don't have an alligator. They should.
They need an alligator. I demand this ice skating alligator if that ever happens. So, what were you saying again about Sochi?
I was done with Sochi.
You were done? Oh, I thought you were going to continue and then I interrupted you.
I don't know. It was it's like, is there any place in Russia that's warm all year round?
I didn't think there was. I always just hear the stories of it being cold, including friends that I've known that have visited Russia, or like, you know, I knew one person from Russia and they're like, oh, you think this is cold? I had to walk through like 50 feet of snow, you know.
I wipe my balls in this coldness every morning. That's Florida?
Yeah, that's
Florida? That looks like.
No.
Florida. Yeah.
This is a
Florida flag. X-Men.
They have a lot of stuff going on in their state flags. I'm wondering what's in the middle.
Okay. In the middle, it looks like, here, let me open up a large.
Oh, yeah, he's got a better resolution.
Flag
there.
There's a boat.
A boat?
There are two. Oh,
is it going to be like the Fountain of Youth or something like that's going to be on it?
I don't think so. No, that's not possible.
There you go. Well, it's because she wanted a skating alligator for... Hold on, let me see this. What was that again? A skating alligator for...
So we have a woman who can't
If we had a Winter Olympics in Florida... Yeah. Which is funny because not only is there no snow, there's no mountains.
Oh, I thought that boat was on fire. I thought it was a woman in a blue skirt who's failing at holding these flowers. They're all falling out of her hand. And with like a boat on fire in the background there.
I don't know what the battle
of the 300.
You know. That's what I thought. And she might have a seashell on her head. That's the only thing that I don't know.
Where'd the seashell? What?
Her head. Oh, no, she's not naked.
Oh, a conch shell. Yeah.
Yeah, a conch. No, she's holding flowers, I think. Yeah. It's an armless woman who's looking at a boat on fire in the background. Oh. And she has no arms, it looks like.
Good Christ. Do you know what the highest natural point in the state of Florida is?
What?
Britain Hill.
A library?
Britain Hill, that's not a natural point. Britain Hill in the panhandle has a whopping elevation of 345 feet.
Whopping!
That's the highest point in Florida. That's as close as Florida gets to a mountain.
Oh, wow.
That's not even a hill.
That's adorable.
Wait, 300 feet? Oh, that's so adorable, in perspective, Florida. 300 feet is... What? Like a three... No.
It'd be like a 30-story building, right?
Pretty sure there are rides at Disney World bigger than that.
I know most of the skyscrapers in downtown are taller than 300.
Does Disney World have a Matterhorn?
Maybe.
Because then that would probably be the highest unnatural like mountain peak.
I thought libraries were.
But you've never been to Disneyland, have you?
I mean, because they have the most stories, so I think they'd be the top.
Don't avoid the question. You've never been to Disneyland, have you, Percival?
You're a communist.
You're a sad person.
Okay, guys, just for comparison, you know City Hall in downtown LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like
How tall is that one?
453 feet.
What? So shorter than that?
It is tall.
Shorter than that by 100 feet.
Wow.
Over 100 feet.
Wow. I've been up higher floors of that building. That's...
That is... Florida is flat.
Humid and half.
I don't know how I would do if I ever visited somewhere where it was flat. I just feel like I've always been everywhere I've visited, always had mountains, always like had some distant mountain range or a hill enough that was high enough. You know,
it was just one mountain.
Yeah, but not someplace where I've heard of states to where I have not really traveled the United States really at all. But I've heard of, like, you know, you go through Wyoming or something. I don't know what part doesn't have any mountains, but it's just seems like it's such flat.
Wyoming has plenty of...
I'm waiting for you to give me the correct state that's completely flat.
Florida.
Yeah, but you can't drive for miles that people talk about and just fields of nothing, and it's just flat like crazy.
Well,
it just seems like it goes endless, and, you know, I've heard people tell me about that, and I'm like, that just sounded...
It sounds more like a Nebraska thing.
Yeah, that might be it.
Or, I've been to Oklahoma.
Mm.
Okay.
That was pretty flat. Although, you know, it does have hills. I mean, you can't see for miles because there are hills in the way.
Well, they described almost like the land being like looking out at the ocean, and there's nothing.
I went to Oklahoma City, which I remember them bragging about being the largest metropolitan area in the United States. But what they don't brag about is that the metropolitan area doesn't necessarily mean that anything's built in it.
Yeah.
So basically... Huh. It's the largest empty lot in the entire United States.
Oh, well.
You get to the city limits of Oklahoma City, and then maybe a half hour later, you actually get to the town. You know, well, okay, city, but...
Fine, we'll call it a city.
This is as opposed to the L.A. area where you come in by plane. This is driving. L.A. area, you come in by plane, and I think it's like a... It's a half hour later by plane that the urbanization starts, and then you eventually actually get out to the airport.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it's all just developed at that point. But yeah, Oklahoma City, it was all just rolling empty hills for about a half hour of driving until we finally, it was like, oh, hey, there's buildings.
Yeah. There's something here.
Yeah.
No,
you get there, and they actually did have skyscrapers and stuff like that. But yeah, it just took a long time to actually get to there from what was technically the city limit. So they got a lot of room to expand, I guess is what I'm saying.
But you know, I've been through Arizona, and it's been empty nothing, but there's mountains and stuff like that. Plus... room to expand, it's a freaking desert. Who was like, let's, of course there's more land because there's nothing you can grow and there's no water. And
yeah.
Yeah,
they just have to excavate concrete, you're good.
Freaking hot in the summer. That's just ridiculous. No. No way. And we're like, oh, how hot is it outside? I could fry an egg. No. Me and my brother used to put ice cubes out on the sidewalk and time it, see which one would melt first or something.
We went to Phoenix last year and it was actually fairly mild for being the end of May.
That was still hot for me. That was still way too hot for me. And then at the convention where the fire alarm went off at the Phoenix Comic Convention, we all had to head outside.
Which is even hotter.
No, inside was fine. It was the air conditioned and nice, and everybody was waiting to the last minute till they finally, like, shoved us all out. I didn't want to go out, and it was hot. Yeah. I can't take the heat. I'm like, I'm a wuss when it comes to heat. If it's snowing, if it's cold, I can take it.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, fine, but heat? Oh, God.
Well,
that just about covers the Sochi Olympics.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that.
Talking about Sochi. Well, we're talking then it led to Florida and if they had posted it because it was so hot in the part where they're having the Sochi Olympics and it ended in Arizona, another fucking hot place. All right.
Well, that's what the Sochi Olympics would be like.
So yeah, a bunch of Russians sing Gap Punks Get Lucky.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like about three Russians sing it and the rest stand around the
like, bobbin heads.
The expressions.
What's the Night at the Roxbury?
That would be amazing.
Well, basically, they do the chorus very Russian-like, like very, but it sounds kind of out of
place. Yeah, it does.
And I'm not sure if I'm the only one here who really hates the new Daft Punk album. I kind of stand alone among other people, but I really need that album.
I never really...
Well, it sounded like the chorus coming in sounded like one of those Europop 80s things.
Yeah!
It's like they hit what was it? Oh my God, who did the Robot Unicorn Attack song?
Yes, that's
Erasure. Erasure, yeah.
Which again is really one of those things where it's like you're not. This is kind of gay, isn't it? Ironically gay, considering Russia.
I had that song as your ringtone, Fernando, for the longest time.
I kicked ass in that game.
You played that game so much. So
but yeah,
what game was this? What game was this?
Robot Unicorn Attack.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, the jump. Oh, gosh.
No, but seriously, you know, I bring up Erasure as an example, but it was one of those things where it's like they had the pre-recorded choir sound and they hit the key on the keyboard and just,
I don't know if they were.
You know what else it reminded me of is that video you found recently of the guys doing the 80s homage. The Don't Leave Us. You are my brother.
That song was amazing. Have you seen that, Fernando? I'm going to have to show that.
Don't ask me. You already know my answer.
I don't know.
You've been at Disneyland.
You haven't. You're not.
I'm sorry. What?
But he hasn't been.
No. Percival's never been to Disneyland.
No.
Or Percy. What did you say your name was for this?
Percy Jackson. I will not accept that. Don't make me drown you.
You're saying Percy's happiness is incomplete?
Well,
what?
Are you saying it isn't?
Well, because he hasn't been to the happiest place.
He hasn't been to the happiest place on Earth. He's not.
He still hasn't seen Road Warrior.
He hasn't seen Road Warrior.
I make my own happy.
Hope. You even haven't seen Star Wars, the original, not 1, 2, and 3, the bullshit of the prequels. But 4, 5, and 6, A New Hope, Empire, and Return.
Is it just me, by the way, or is Don the one that's swearing for all of us?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. We have a drink.
Yeah, I got my drink. But speaking of Star Wars,
I was trying to hold back the children, you know, listening to this.
We're kids.
No,
we'll make this mature. But back to
Why are we sharing this with children? Children, possible for purpose concern.
Why are you forcing children to listen to this, Fernando?
I only want to give your opinion. Hello, children. Tonight you're going to learn about gay Russians.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Let's learn about Soviet Russia.
Are you saying we have to teach them Russian sodomy?
After the opening ceremony.
What?
That's taking it up the rear, honey.
Oh, jeez. We didn't just go that route.
After the opening ceremonies, every member of the Russian police corps was dragged out and beaten in the street for anti-gay propaganda.
That was no fun.
Well, it was fun for the Russians doing it. I mean,
with each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're like little gay piñatas in the street. I mean,
we're up all night to get lucky.
Yeah, this is not kid friendly.
No, this is not for children.
It's not gay friendly either, I'm pretty sure.
Don't listen.
Gay, don't listen to this.
No, I don't.
If you're at work, I suggest putting on your headphones.
It's not Russian friendly. It's not gay friendly. It's not Florida friendly.
Arizona friendly. I like California or California.
I think
friendly.
We were Disneyland friendly.
Disneyland. Yes. Okay, even though it's an evil, it's not evil. You can't even say that. I was just like, it was. All the stuff that they...
It's kind of like Cthulhu. It doesn't really care.
Yeah, you just think you can see their grasp and hand on everything. Yeah. But then you're like, I want to hate you, but you made the most happiest place on Earth in my childhood.
You made my days in life magical. 2 weeks for Dapper Day?
Dapper Day,
It'll be my first Dapper Day. I'm looking forward to it.
Ooh. What is it?
It is
you dress dapper.
Oh yeah, hundreds of people go to Disneyland dress as if they're in the 1950s, 1960s.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's not when. What do you, dapper? I think more of like early century.
Yeah, I always thought Victorian. I always imagined Victorian era for Dapper. Okay.
Well, for Dapper Day, it's more 50s.
Or possibly
as late as the 30s. Wait,
like the wig, like the white wigs and stuff, that kind of Dapper?
Prohibition era. The
That era?
Yeah.
More like suit. Like
flapper. Oh. The flapper era. That's also what I think of. I think of the flapper era.
Well, I think, you know, the 30s, because you can be a Dapper Dan man.
But I also think of, like, the top hat. 30s. You know? I mean... 50s?
Well, it's, well, from what the pictures I've seen, it's really more like 50s. Yeah, because like suit and tie, you know.
I think that's only because there's still some outfits in antique store, or not antique store, but thrift stores like that
well,
have
not really a top hat
vintage.
It's like I look at the Rat Pack, and I don't think Dapper.
Yeah.
And that would be, you know, the suit and tie set. Yeah. The stylish suit and tie set for like the 50s. Mm. Sinatra and
I'm not
Dino and all that stuff. Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah.
No one knows who I'm talking about.
Nope.
The Rat Pack, Sinatra.
You see, Fernando. He's the only one I don't have to explain it to for once.
Wait, so this Dapper Day thing, like, how do you get in it, or how do you
just buy tickets and you go and you dress
up? And this is
up.
In Disneyland, you said?
Yeah. It's going to be on February 23rd.
They have different themes for different days now, for, you know, sometimes.
They do have Gay Day, so all the Russians will be there.
Oh!
You're going to get lucky.
It's
like she
said May Day, so
I
should
know you. I know, May.
Oh, gosh. Well,
one letter change, and all of a sudden, he's...
But they have, like...
It's a problem.
So there's something...
Goth Day, they have...
Best Day.
I think they have a Doctor Who Day now. Really? Yeah, they do. They get a whole bunch of Doctor Who fans decided one day to head over there.
Maybe, but it hasn't been officially a day, I think.
Well, that's almost how the way it always happens. Is it's unofficial until there's enough people and they're like, true. Hey, this brings people over here to buy our stuff.
Right? Just like
the
Spaghetti Monster.
Then you'll have Doctor Who, Winnie the Pooh. It'd be Doctor Pooh.
That doesn't work.
Get your Dr. Pooh Bear, you know? This is...
Sonic...
No, that's all we needed. Dr. Pooh Bear. You know, Piglet will somehow end up being, you know...
The companion, I guess.
I was going to say Amelia Pond.
Isn't there a ginger?
Piglet's bald.
Yeah.
Christopher Robin's a ginger, isn't he?
Fuck it, Christopher Robin would be Amelia Pond.
Wait, no.
What?
No, Christopher Robin's brunette. Excuse me.
If you're on Tigger, is the closest to being like orange and being like, you know, possibly that.
Tigger is Amelia.
That'd be fucking crazy. See, I would want that. No. Tigger would end up being.
The most wonderful thing about Scottish is Scottish are wonderful things.
I want him to be the master. I would want Tigger to be the master. Come on. You know? Tigger, instead of drums, it would be the hopping. Can't you hear the hopping?
Did you try to do the Tigger
laugh? I was trying to, yeah.
Is that Tigger? My God.
Better than me, certainly.
That
so.
Is. I never was into Winnie the Pooh, so I don't know their...
He was really slow, Kyle.
I only know stuff like Eeyore.
Yeah.
I mean...
Like a Simple Jack?
I think Winnie the Pooh is interesting because it continues to, be beloved by new generations of children who completely ignore the fact that Pooh is in his name.
we should be
snickering every time, and yet...
I do.
They don't. Yeah, but most of them don't. It's like Pooh Bear. There's no snickering. And that's very odd.
I think they do until parents are like, nee. No, I don't know. Like, Pooh.
Pooh.
You know, but... I think I heard Kaka more, though.
I never liked Winnie the Pooh.
I never was into him.
And I remember treading, like, rolling my eyes and being unhappy when in Kingdom Hearts you have to go into the Winnie the Pooh level.
Oh.
I was like, oh, fuck, no.
There's one being in Winnie the Pooh that I identified with.
Eeyore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody. Everybody. If we all had to... If everybody almost here had to pick a favorite Winnie the Pooh character, most of us would say Eeyore.
Well, but as soon as you said identify with, I was like...
Identify with, yes. Clint would identify with Eeyore.
Is it that obvious?
Having to pin your tail back on your ass.
When did I get a tail? Oh, well.
But anyways, since we're on to Disney, we can take a brief detour now into something that they're going to be creating, which is Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah, Jar Jar.
Which I heard recently. No, no, Jar Jar. I heard recently rumors that they had asked Gary Oldman if he was interested in being in Star Wars.
And being Jar Jar?
Okay, all right. That would be the most amazing Jar Jar ever.
That would be a total mind fuck for
that
you.
Would, because Gary Oldman is hot to me. Okay, he's not, well, I don't know. It depends on the characters he plays. But I would feel that Jar Jar Oldman would be like, you know, like, Jar Oldman.
You know, no, Jar Jar Oldman. That was, I think he could fit well in the,
But I think, I don't want him to be a Jedi.
No, not Jedi.
I know a lot of people are all like, oh, Gary Oldman the Jedi. I'm like, no, I want to be a bounty hunter.
Maybe.
If we didn't have episode 1, 2, and 3, I would have wanted him to be older Boba Fett. Somehow, you know, I want that whole shit of him, Boba Fett coming back.
But Boba Fett's Mexican. That doesn't make sense. Right?
Mexican,
right? Or
racist?
Hawaiian, Filipino? I don't fucking know what that guy was.
What about Filipinos?
I don't know what that guy was.
What about Filipinos?
Like Percy?
I don't know. Let's bring up a picture. I don't remember exactly what that actor looked like.
For added hilarity, remember that Fernando is half Mexican.
He is.
Wait, what's his other half?
That means it's half okay for him to be doing
French.
Damn right it is.
But anyways, but yeah, no, if they didn't show...
It was Maori, just so you know.
Maori, yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But yeah, no, if we didn't have Boba Fett there, I would have wanted... I would have imagined someone like Gary Oldman being the older, like, Boba Fett. But I would wish he would be, like, a bounty hunter. Someone cool like that. A smuggler, bounty hunter. I don't want him to be a Jedi.
Like not a Jedi.
And I don't want him as a counselor.
Not a counselor, but maybe like a former Imperial
janitor of the of the new academy that Luke Skywalker puts together. I want Christopher Walken now also in the new Star Wars movie.
All right, I want him. Full disclosure. I have not read any of the Timothy Zahn books.
I read some.
Okay.
Not at all. It's been a long time.
I'm familiar with some of the characters in them, though, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Even though I know that they're not going to use those books, even though they were supposedly decent, so...
Yeah. And a lot of them are pretty damn good.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the oh, God, I forget what they're called, but the original Zahn books that were supposed to... that were supposed to sort of be, like, episode 7, episode 8, you know, that kind of thing. Oldman... as Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Oh!
Yeah, that, yeah. You need to, change your shorts.
I need to. I need to change my shorts. Excuse me. No. Oh, that would. That won't happen. There's no way that's going to happen.
It wouldn't happen, but it's awesome.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
You know, Ross is Gary Oldman. You know, he's coming out in the next Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
That looks... I love the last one that they did.
The, have you heard of the Chiss at all as a Star Wars race?
No.
They're blue people.
Yeah.
With red eyes.
Like evil avatars?
Yeah, kind of.
Sort of. But
they are usually with the Empire.
And they were very sophisticated, and Thrawn was...
They have them in
Thrawn
the
Thrawn was sort of like the big... Thrawn was sort of like a latter-day Moff Tarkin.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we. Yeah,
and that's why I'm saying like Oldman. You know, like,
you have no idea who Moff Tarkin is. Percy.
Christopher Plummer made.
He's amazing.
Wait, it was Christopher Plummer, right? Who did Tarkin? I think so. God, I can't believe I've forgotten that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Christopher Plummer.
Uh huh. Oh.
And he did a wonderful Tarkin. I mean, like I can't imagine anyone doing Tarkin other than him.
No.
Except that if there was going to be, like, a remake. Of Star Wars.
No, don't even say it.
I'm just saying, if that had to happen, Oldman could do Tarkin.
Yeah. He could. Oldman can do a lot of people. Yeah. Oldman is an amazing actor.
He was a pimp drug dealer.
Yeah, he...
Black pimp drug dealer.
He was a character... What? You know, he's a character actor. Chris, Gary Oldman is
I'm
fantastic
sure role,
character actor.
True Romance was written for a black man, and he was just like, I could do this.
Well, of course, then we saw his infamous performance in Tiptoes.
Oh, I missed that, that one. I missed that movie.
That was a bit unfortunate.
I missed that
one. Still,
he probably still was like, he gave his best,
yeah.
And he was still a good actor, because I can't deny that.
Did
you
have
know.
Peter Dinklage in it, didn't it? Or Peter, yeah.
Did it?
Did
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
thought Gary Oldman was fulfilling that role.
Oh, was he the French midget?
He was the one. Yeah, he was the one who kept having sex with that hot girl. Okay. Hot girls.
The French midget student. I can't remember if they were supposed to be.
Yeah, he was a French dwarves.
Dwarfs.
That's the Hobbit.
No.
God damn it.
Hobbit doesn't. There even is actually have
no. There is midget and dwarf in terms of little people.
Yeah.
And it has something to do with proportions, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, proportions.
I remember when we were worried that I was. Yeah, never mind. But yeah, no. I think other rumors is also Leslie Nielsen. I mean, of course, they're gonna have Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, and you know some of the original cast. Yeah. But
I mean, wasn't there a rumor that it was Hunger Games girl's name is
Jennifer Lawrence,
J Law. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a rumor that she was supposed to be in the casting rounds for that?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I know. She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
As long as Lucas isn't directing, because Lucas took a whole cast full
of
actors and squandered them.
Yeah, I'm happy that he's not writing. That's the other thing. Because it's like people were too afraid to tell him, you know, hey, Lucas,
I'm entirely fine with Abrams directing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm still not fine with him doing Star Trek, but I feel... Yeah, you know, because he never understood Star Trek. He admitted he never understood Star Trek.
And that he liked Star Wars more.
He grew up on Star
Wars. And that's why when we watched Star Trek, the newer movies, and I went, this is Star Wars.
Yeah, this is Star Wars.
This is not Star Trek. This is Star Wars. And I heard he's going to do Star Wars. I'm like, perfect. He already was going with the Star Wars formula. So, except for now, he's apologized with the lens flare, and that's going to happen less, he promises.
And he did applaud.
We'll see.
He did feel very silly about... spoiler alert, in Star Trek Into Darkness, the villain is Khan, and he felt very dumb for keeping that a secret, you know, to be revealed in the film.
Yeah, we all know. They made Khan became white. Khan became Caucasian suddenly.
Yeah. Well, remember that the original casting was Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
Which was an instant giveaway out towards who he was playing. So I don't understand why he felt it needed to be a secret.
Yeah. You saw Wrath of Khan.
The opening ceremony's already...
Hey.
Yeah. I did. No,
no audio.
I just saw this one video where... because we were talking about the Sochi Olympics. There's actually a video where the rings... where the last ring of the Olympic banner didn't open.
Oh.
And they're actually making shirts about it now, too.
Russia just fucked up the Olympics. Well, it's the Winter Olympics. Nobody fucking cares about those.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the real Olympics. I like the bobsled competition.
Cool Runnings?
It's Cool Runnings. Yes.
That's the only bobsled movie I ever know of.
That's all the bobsledding I needed to learn how to do in Cool Runnings.
Did you say Canada had the luge video?
Sure. As a response to
the gay beatings,
everything's going. It was showing the luge people going, come on. The Olympics were already pretty gay. Let's keep it that way. It's them, like, you know, they have the bar, so it's both of them. Like, of course, that way they sit on the luge, and both of them have the, you know, one of them has the bars, and they have to pull forward, but they have to lean in and sink. But Holloway was filming, and it was like slow mo, like grinding each other with how it looked. I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
And they're basically wearing body condoms.
Yeah.
Canada. Besides Justin Bieber, it's a nice country.
They exported him.
Yeah.
They sent him down to... Wasn't he found in New York?
I don't know. The TSA, like, got a hold of him or something.
When he first got discovered, I thought it was in New York.
Yeah.
I don't think Usher was, like, up in Toronto running around, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, anyways, what's coming up is, San Diego Comic-Con tickets.
Woo!
I know we got ours because three of us here are professionals, and Percival only went.
I went last year.
Yeah,
but it was really fun for me. Because the only other, convention I went to was the Anime Expo here in downtown L.A. Which, and then, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty busy, and I remember...
It's busy, but it, no, it's nothing compares. Nothing prepares you
Nothing prepares you for San Diego. You can tell people what to do, you know, bring water, bring, you know, comfortable shoes. We'll start seeing in May or June all of, like, these top 10 things you need before you go to San Diego Comic Con will start popping up all over again. It's always shoes, water, and... Make sure you figure out the time schedule for stuff in the hall so that you're there on time. And look online for events anymore. Happening and, you know, all this.
Actually, we did get into a panel or two last year.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, how? Those lines are long.
Now, it depends where you go. Yeah,
I like looking at for some of the ones that I know not that many people are going to go to.
You went to the Thief panel, right?
Oh, yeah, I checked out the Thief panel.
The Hernandez
Ooh,
Brothers.
That comes out this month. Thief?
Yeah.
Come on, Thief is my man. He is sexy, if I had to pick a video game character.
I usually prefer the whole combat.
I pick him over Assassin's Creed guy.
All right, that's crazy talk.
I know he's... Okay, I'll admit, Assassin's Creed...
No,
the guys
not,
in Assassin's Creed, they're hotter. They look prettier. I like making them walk towards me and the loading screen.
Knowing her and knowing both games, she's correct. She's
Thief over Assassin's
Creed.
She wants the Garrett.
I want my Garrett. You know, because I mean, Assassin's Creed guys, yes, he's hot.
How
it's
do
attractive.
You not like Ezio?
Ezio's hot, but Garrett.
Garrett's more up her.
I am someone who is...
I'm going to say Allie.
She'd like him to be up her alley, yeah.
But I've always been the type towards personality over looks. And Garrett,
she's
that crazy kind of personality.
Yeah, she doesn't mind the hood either.
So
although I remember when I first was dating you, your thing was Dante in Devil May Cry.
The original or the remake?
The one with the long hair.
Yeah, the original.
The long white hair.
Because
the original one. I remember you making run at the camera.
Yeah, yeah. You can make him run at the camera, and I was happy of that.
I still want to play the reboot. It was free last month.
I mean,
Wait, which one?
Final Fantasy VII.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Wait, it was free where?
On PSN.
PSN.
Yeah.
PSN in January. That and BioShock Infinite were both free.
Yeah, but you couldn't play Sephiroth.
No, you couldn't. You just watch him go off.
You couldn't make
Sephiroth
run at the camera.
No. No. He was on your team for a little while, but you know, these little square blocks, it doesn't work out.
Look, I'm not going to cast the first stone here. I mean, there were plenty of Tomb Raider games where we're just going to, like, climb that wall. Yeah.
You held down the button so that she would do the splits.
Did a flip. Yeah.
You know, go up wall. Like she did the handstand on the steps and then, like, split out her legs and then it was one foot in the other. That's only if, like, you held down the buttons and you're, like, every time, like, you're wasting time. It's faster if you just climbed up and you're like, hell no.
That was purely for archaeology.
Oh, yeah. All for our archaeology.
Yeah.
Purely for archaeology.
But I look forward to the new Thief game with Garrett. You know.
Hopefully that's available on Steam. I might want to try it out myself.
Yeah.
Or is it an exclusive? Is it?
I think it's on the PC as well, yeah. But when I was over at the panel, they started talking about the costume. They showed the costume he's wearing.
You're going to have to hurry up and get your Deadpool game finished.
I'll take it back in.
You don't care.
It's fun at first. The Deadpool game, you start out, and I was like, this is hilarious because I love Deadpool. I liked him before he was, okay. Before everybody else thought he was cool. Because before he was cool was crappy Deadpool, who wasn't funny, who was serious. Once when somebody else took a hold of him and they went with the he's insane. And
Once someone took him away from Liefeld.
When Liefeld did not write him.
Liefeld just did him as like a really terrible, bad parody of Deathstroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right down to being completely uncreative about the name. Because Deathstroke was Slade Wilson.
Yeah.
Deadpool is Wade Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. So once when they made him into the quirky character, you know, then I liked him. But it wasn't, you know, I was happy. I know some people criticize like, now it's just stupid, weird pop culture references and him screaming taco in comic books now.
Chimichanga.
And it's just like, I like it. That's when I started liking him, was when he was just like no longer like super serious and he was insane and crazy. So the game is, you have that at first. I mean, you're in his apartment, you're clicking on everything and something happens and he reacts to it and you get to make decisions there. I was like, oh, this is fun. Answer the door, you know, and then you get, well, you know, I love get how the quest.
The entire time you hear the door, you know, there's knocking at the door.
And it doesn't even encourage you that you...
You can go and answer the door right away.
And then slam the door in the woman's face at the door so you can go around the apartment. Sleeping on your couch, yeah. You know, going through your stuff on the internet. But you don't even have
to answer the door in the first place at all. You can just go around your... You can go take a shit.
Oh, that was... What was it, the steaming pickle or something like that? I was like, ah!
It's like a giant sensor bar. On the toilet for, and you can get up at any time, but of course she doesn't.
No, I had to go. I had to get the full experience, and I did. It was hilarious, but yeah, no. Then once we got to the fighting, and you know, he says quirky lines, it starts becoming a general like. Kind of Devil May Cry kind of shoot him up for a bit. And I'm like, all right, it's entertaining and it's quirky comments.
Then it froze on you.
And it froze on me. And I kind of... And then I started hearing other people who are saying, you know, it doesn't... The fighting style does not really change. And then you're pretty much... You're doing that for the rest of the game. It's just quirky, like, liner, you know, one line, stuff like that. So I don't know if I really want to finish it.
I don't know. I saw some images from it. The other characters from the, you know, Marvel Universe that they put in there are actually really cool looking.
Yeah, which is, they bring in Wolverine, of course.
Oh, they have, like, Cable. He has a giant, like, X on his giant fucking bicep arm. It's, like, this huge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But the Wicklet?
Oh, I was just going to say, it's, like, that's not Dark Age of comics, but,
nah.
You know, I've all my friends are DC nerds. I feel like I'm, well... I think Rob is a Marvel nerd.
I was a Marvel fan.
I've always been both.
But I just don't. I know so much more about Marvel, especially like obscure Marvel, than I know about DC. To where, you know, I am watching like the, you know, the Avengers cartoon, not the most recent one, but the one from 2010. You know, and I'm like surprised at like how kind of pretty much awesome it is. Yeah, it's like it's unafraid to. Just kind of reject the grim and gritty aesthetic and go back to a lot of sort of the 70s and 80s designs for villains and heroes. You know, I'd just be unapologetic about it. But still, you know, it's like, it's not, I wouldn't necessarily say it's as good as Justice League, but it's up there. I mean, it's enjoyable. It's actually got interesting plots. You know, I liked a lot of, and again, you know, there's a lot of these characters that I just get giddy over seeing.
Yeah, I think you have the most fun because of the obscure, like, you know, Kirby characters. So they've been bringing in Kirby, like, all of his craziest characters that he kind of had, you know.
Yeah.
And most of them are characters I drew for Tops and their little trading card thing.
Yeah, it's really that they did, like, a couple years ago.
I definitely think it's a fun show. When I reviewed it and watched the DVDs that Marvel sent me years ago, I wouldn't put it up against Justice League though. Mainly because that was he's an artist who could do no wrong. Bruce Timm designed most of the characters for that, and the way the characters worked in that show, they didn't really. Marvel's Avengers series didn't really click with me the way Justice League did, for whatever reason.
I started out not liking the art style for. The Avengers was cartoon.
It just
and
the art style. It was also a little bit of the
first,
story.
First episode
I
was
mean,
terrible.
The first two episodes were terrible.
First one or two episodes.
The first two
terrible,
you know, where they were awful. I mean, Iron Man seemed like an asshole.
Well,
who was just
well,
like
we were just
he was yeah, we're mocking
couple.
Iron Man most of the time.
I mean, yeah, we had Nick Fury had an origin for getting middle aged
to getting old.
Yeah,
that was how he got the gray hairs. And like, really, did we just see the origins of Nick Fury getting old? Some characters just, you know, they were sucking his life, you know, out of him or life energy. And I'm like, wait, they needed an origin story for Nick Fury to get old. Why? Why?
That happens to everyone.
It's not a mystery. Oh my God. How did he get old?
I was happy for our Yakmala background at that point because of the fact that we kept going just to see, like, how bad this was going to get.
Yeah, and Yakmala, Yakmala is a group that we're a part of where we watch terrible movies, and rules are generally we can't pause, We can't stop and we can't rewind. But we have to go through the movie.
So we were powering through it, and then all of a sudden it turned a corner for me. And yeah, then it was like, and ever since then, it's been really good, at least for me, as you know, again speaking as a Marvel nerd.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong, like Justice League, you know, the design, like you say, there's the Bruce Timm designs. Honestly, though, they do get old a little bit. They get samey. I mean, he's got one body type for men, and he's got one body type for women.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you don't want to overdo it on praising it too much, because there's some real clunker episodes of Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But
I always thought Unlimited was a better series, though. They got some very in-depth episodes towards the end.
But a lot of them are, you know, also it's the subject matter that they're working off of. So, yeah, they take an Alan Moore story and they adapt it into the Justice League cartoon. And it's awesome because it was an Alan Moore story.
Yeah, no, Alan Moore's, though. Well, I'd like to say you can't do no wrong, but people do.
You can do wrong.
You can. You can
do wrong. Alan Moore can do wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially, like, post... Oh, jeez. Top 10 is something I really, really enjoyed of his, but...
Mm-hmm. Ever since then, it's been a little
hit or miss for me.
Really
Prometheus is interesting, but it's obviously more of a formalist experiment. Yeah.
I liked it because of that. That's why I really like that comic.
Prometheus. I never finished it.
No, I haven't either.
Oh, that
makes me sad.
Sorry, Alan Moore. We'll finish your stories.
The story kind of takes a backseat to, I want to do all this crazy stuff.
Prometheus having sex with an old man, of course.
Yeah.
That one. I got to that
page.
Well,
yeah. Then you get Alan Moore basically like, hey, let's have brother-sister sex. Let's have old man, young girl sex.
Swamp Thing sex.
Yeah.
He always...
Is this
Swamp Thing sex was early.
Yeah, no.
Swamp Thing sex was early, and I know this is weird to say, but it was very tasteful. Yeah.
Oh,
it was. It's weird to say that, but it was handled well.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, do you disagree? I don't...
No. What? I don't know. Just Alan Moore always has a way for... putting together stuff like that that's supposed to be controversial and me going, he's making me understand why they would do this. He's making me, not, I don't know if so much sympathetic as much as like, I kind
of... But you get to, you know, by the time you get to like volume 2 of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and you have Alan Quartermain doing media against the tree and you got a saggy old man butt.
With a bear then.
Yeah,
late,
and the butt. The,
coming up
and
the
Rupert
butt.
The Bear's watching.
Rupert the Bear. Yeah, that kind of that was interesting, but
his whole thing, you know, I know his whole thing is like, as long as they love each other, it's okay, you know, but
yeah,
but yeah, maybe it's because I'm American or something like that, but there are certain pairings where it's still kind of like, I'm not okay with that.
I know, I've but then he's still like, I'm not okay with it. But then it was like, I could understand, though. That's what
it's
he always
like,
does
for
like me.
It's like finding out earlier this week that, you know, having sex with animals is okay in Denmark.
That's
in Denmark.
To the point where there is a tourist industry.
They have animal brothels in Denmark.
Yeah.
Isn't this the same place where the guy who had sex with a goat went to court? Or is this somewhere else?
What?
Have you heard about that article?
No.
Where a farmer... Where this farmer walks out.
Yeah, no, if that was in Denmark, it would not be illegal.
Yeah, it's in Kenya. This was in Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be jailed for having sex with the goat in Denmark.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, we'll tell us for that.
God.
Whoa.
They have tourist packages. Package. But you actually, I guess you can go to a travel agency and be like, I want to have sex with goats. And they'd be like, here.
All right.
Let's put together a sex with goats package for you. Here's a, you know, you can get out to Farmer Anderson.
No.
He's got Buttercup. He's got Flower.
Duh.
He's got, you take your pick of these fine goatly.
Oh, my God.
These fine nannies.
Oh.
Yeah, between, you know, Denmark animal sex and Jesse Eisenberg being Lex Luthor. It was, this was I'm not sure which was worse.
Yeah, we have an 18-year-old. No,
well, no, Eisenberg was last Friday. So are you're doing Friday to
last
Friday?
Yeah, I'm just catching up on whatever I heard in the last week.
Yeah, because Friday Eisenberg came out and some other news came out about castings and stuff. I remember that. And I remember because that's when I went looking around and I found. Oh yeah, it was someone was upset about Quicksilver Scarlet Witch castings.
I'm not sure if Scarlet Witch
for the Days of Future Past.
Scarlet Witch is a little girl in that. I don't think she is, or Quicksilver's sister in that movie is a little girl. So I don't know if she's actually Quicksilver. Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, she
Quicksilver
would have to be, yeah.
In that looks horrendous.
How old is he then, Quicksilver?
I don't know. He's like maybe. Well, he looks 18, 17.
I don't know. I feel like that picture is one of those like here's us in happier days thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll be grown up in the apocalypse.
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are the ones in the Marvel comics that hook up.
In the Ultimates.
Yeah, Ultimates.
Nobody. Prior to that, there was no incest.
That was the Dark Ages of the comics, wasn't it?
No, it was aughts.
It was still 80s.
It was
70s.
Not Millar. It was Loeb. I think it was Jeff Loeb, and Jeff Loeb is horrible. I can't think of, like, Jeff Loeb has many sins, but I'm trying to think what offends me more, the things like the incest stuff or that he's responsible for the Red Hulk and Red Hulk being such a villain that he was able to pick up Thor's hammer.
Because nobody can pick up Thor's hammer.
Well, supposedly.
No, Captain America can because he's worthy.
Right.
Wasn't there a thing like, supposedly, I think it was.
But Red Hulk was able to pick it up because he was strong enough. Because Jeff Loeb said so. Because Jeff Loeb has no fucking idea what things are.
Oh.
He's like, he's kind of, you know, it's almost like the Damon Lindelof of comics.
This where Magneto was able to pick it up in one series, or maybe I'm mistaken.
No.
Or was it Dr. Doom?
No.
Someone with bad was able to pick it up.
Doom would say he was worthy. And he might make it true because of his belief of how worthy he is. Because
it's what he chooses to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, what there is what Doom chooses to believe.
Oh, yeah.
Is important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That would be curious. But, you know, Doom wanting to pick up the hammer, he wouldn't be able to.
No, he shouldn't be
he
able to.
He shouldn't be able to.
It's not.
But now I want to see Doom trying, or what he would think of a situation.
Just
like
having Red Hulk be able to pick up Thor's hammer.
Go back to Red Hulk. I want Doom.
I know they were in outer space at the time, which is apparently Jeff Loeb's rationale for that. I'm like, it has nothing to do with gravity. It has nothing to do with mass. It has nothing to do with anything except, is this guy worthy? It is magic.
Yeah.
You fuck.
That is the whole, you know, you have the two things of most superhero comics, you know, Percy. You have, you know, magic versus science. I mean, that's the one thing. Superman apparently would be vulnerable to magic.
Which is why he gets his ass kicked by Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman and shit like that could beat him up.
Yeah, he enjoys it with Wonder Woman.
That's also why
never let them hook up. They did once in a while, but they always end up like...
No, they're hooked up now.
It's going to break up again.
Who cares?
They're going to do it again. No. Yeah.
One thing I kind of... You know, we finally watched Dark World the other day.
Oh, yeah. Thor 2. Yeah.
Courtesy of Fernando.
Have you seen that one, Percy? Thor 2?
No.
Hasn't seen Thor 1. Haven't.
But
I saw Thor 1. Yeah.
That is one thing I'm still kind of wrestling with for the Marvel movie universe is that they explicitly made the Asgardians aliens. You know, not gods in any sort of sense.
They're pretty much gods. Well,
they're
aliens.
Odin comes right out and says
we are not gods. Because they do age, they do die, but it's just a long time.
Take 5,000 years like Loki.
Oh, Loki. But,
So they're all of a sudden now,
I like that.
The hammer can't be magic because
Well, now it's advanced science. Yeah, you don't understand. You know, you call magic a science to us.
But in the comics, it was magic.
It was.
And Red Hulk should not have been able to pick up the fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that Jeff Loeb wanted Red Hulk to be, like, the badass of badass diseases.
He was Bella.
That's not a word.
He was Bella from Twilight.
We did.
Pretty much, he was a villain, Sue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. You know, there's Mary Sue and there's the villain Sue.
You know the concept of Mary Sue's, right, Percy?
Did Hulk ever
No? You don't know what a Mary Sue is?
No.
I could swear he doesn't.
Mary Sue is somebody that everybody likes usually. That is, cannot do any wrong. You know, Mary Sue is somebody who's like, she's the prettiest girl in school. You know, think Bella from Twilight. All the boys want her. And everything she does.
Super pure,
super good. No one could be better, you know, her than anything. And everybody loves her and stuff like that.
Bella Sue. It's usually. Was this Sue? What?
It's Mary Sue.
Huh.
So that's what a Mary Sue is. Usually.
Again.
And Gary Stu is the male version. Yeah, yeah. Fits with magic.
You're not supposed to be able to pick up Thor's hammer.
No, Thor's hammer can only be picked up by the worthy.
I hope they have that scene then. And
Superman in the JLA Avengers crossover actually wields Thor's hammer.
But it's
why? Explicitly, it's explicitly stated that it's because Odin allowed it.
But why would Superman need Thor's hammer?
It was a bad time. They were fighting something that he actually ends up wielding Captain America's shield and Thor's hammer.
And that's actually too hot to fight.
So now I'm imagining Thor's hammer, Captain America's shield.
This was written by
with Hulk hands
and lasers coming out of his eyes.
I actually wish I had this.
Superman already has like Hulk.
If they ever come out with like
Hulk
Superman
size
with another reprint of it or something, then I need to buy it. I think because Kurt Busiek wrote it. And he is, like, one of my favorite comic authors.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, everything about Marvel and DC. And actually, this crossover, he apparently really did a really good job with it. You know, and everyone got their chance to shine and stuff. It's like Batman and Captain America fight. But only for a little while before they figure out, wait a minute, why are we fighting? Why are we here?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. You know, it's just lots of little moments like that.
Yeah.
They have apparently Dr. Light at one point. It's like, watch out, Captain Marvel! You know, and both the Marvel Captain Marvel and the DC Captain Marvel are like, thanks!
All right. Well, I think that's, we have free time. Thank you for listening, and we've discussed many things, I guess, in this podcast.
No, we haven't discussed
nothing. Nothing included Russia, you know, Daft Punk, and a lot of Marvel,
Florida.
And DC, and Florida.
Thief.
Florida's flat.
Florida's flat.
Florida is, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that was, I'm sorry if that was like, God, this podcast is not a geography or.
Oh!
A little sticky.